It's Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe. I am always hungry, and I'm bringing you the foodie edition today. I have really learned to love to cook, and there's so many great cookbooks. I was over at Tombolo Books the other day. I picked up a copy of Joyce Lafray's Key Lime Pie book a few weeks ago at the library. I picked up Janet Killer's Cookie-Licious book at the library. And I'm really loving exploring things at the Tea and Spice Exchange and using new spices. So I'm at the market right now. Of course, I'm at the Saturday market. I'm always at the Saturday market. And I'm picking up my delicious French breads and croissants from the baker. I picked up a knish and all of my organic vegetables. I'm so happy to see the tomatoes coming in and the strawberries. So I'm now going to get in my car and I'm going to head out to four of my favorite places, the Fresh Market, Mazzaro's, Rolling Oats Cafe, and Trader Joe's. So I'm headed out and everything is kind of near each other. So I'm going to start with Rolling Oats Cafe. You know, what I really love about Rolling Oats is that I didn't know about it. I just didn't know about it. I didn't know that they had a super great upstairs boutique. Their smoothies are amazing. Their health foods are amazing. So here I am. I'm rolling up. And oh my goodness, they're local products. I guess that is what really makes them so special. They use non-GMO products. Everybody in here is so nice, so incredibly nice. I'm picking up now some Min's Matcha Blueberry Bliss and some local honey, you know, Bee's Place. That's one of my favorite local places. The spring wildflower is appealing to me. And, you know, it's the coffees. There's roasted coffees. There's wines. There's, you know, just about anything that you could possibly want. They have, you know, some specialty made foods that are ready to go. I really love the organic produce section. There's 400 crafts and curated beers here. There's unique wines and organic wines. There's bulk food, so I'm picking up a lot of almond flours and granola. I love the vegan and gluten-free stuff here. And the healthy grab-and-go meal options at Rolling Oats Cafe is pretty amazing. And, you know, I see the little kids like having a lot of fun. They've got little baskets here and they're picking up their granola bars. Upstairs at the boutique, I'm climbing the stairs now, is this amazing, you know, place where there's so many handmade things. There's a Corksicle, Rifle Paper Company, Infinite She, Shower Gel, Rustic Culf, Capri Blue. I love the willow infusers where, you know, you can just make your room smell so beautiful. Sonoma Lavender Company, candles, and, you know, just so many things. Candles, jewelry, subsets, reusable cups, drinkware, oven mitts, and lots of self-care thing. I'm a big apron person, and they have a lot of wonderful little aprons and tea towels. So when you go to Rolling Oats, make sure you go upstairs as well. So I've stocked up on a lot of organic food here, some terrific guacamole. I can't wait to get home and taste all this, but I'm not done yet. Next on my list is a place that all my friends have turned me on to for great seafood and chicken, Fresh Market. Fresh Market is, I usually go on Tuesday for the chicken and definitely the beef, but it's their hand-trimmed porterhouse steaks, their boneless, skinless, organic chicken, the incredible spreads, fish spreads that they have, the salmon spreads, a lot of the fish, they get it ready so that you can just pop it in the oven. But it's also the other things. There's the mini chicken pot pie. There's the cheesemonger. Now, you've heard me talk about cheese before. You would think I was a mouse, but Fresh Market's cheesemonger. You get to taste a little bit. There's so many kinds of brie here. The smells of this, of the wonderful spices. You walk in the produce department and, you know, you can smell the strawberries. They feel like they were just picked today. So I picked up some salmon. I picked up a whole bunch of fish. They have beautiful flowers, too. I'm going to get some of these beautiful flowers to go. I love the Garden of Eden yellow chips. That's going to be great with the guacamole that I just picked up. And they have popcorn crunchies. That's a good, healthy-looking thing. So I'm really just sourcing some new coffees now here. And I like the Good Citizen coffee, organic groundwork coffee. That looks pretty good. I am a big Kahwa fan, I gotta admit. I always go to Kahwa. I always go to Kalamazoo olive oil and get my fig vinegar. But I really love this Good Citizen. And I also like the organic Ethiopian from Groundwork. And for those of you who, you know, have a little problem with milk, the Ketu Super Creamer is good. And let's not forget chocolates at Fresh Market. Anything from Lily's creamy milk chocolates to Tony's Chocolony. So now it's time for my top favorite place from San Diego. I was at Trader Joe's when they first opened. I'm a big Trader Joe's fan. I'm rolling up here now. I mean, it looks like rock stars here. I mean, everyone's got tulips. There are pink and white tulips as you walk in. I love all of the orchid plants that are here. And I'm here today because I am an addict. I love the black cherry vanilla sparkling water that they have. It is incredibly delicious. It also comes in, you know, other flavors, but that's my favorite. I like the Power of Seven Red Organic Juice Beverage, and, you know, that's always fun. And I like to make a very, very vanilla float with this. That's kind of fun, too. I have the snacks are some of my favorite things. So I have to have my peanut butter pretzels from Trader Joe's. I have to have this Serrata Thai chili sauce. And, of course, on Saturdays, they're doing wine tastings. Those of you who know about $2 Chuck, well, it's no longer $2. It's $3, but they have some vintage Trader Joe wines that are really good and some really unique things that you haven't had anywhere else. Another thing that I'm loving at Trader Joe's these days is the Trader Joe's Cinnamon Bun Inspired JoJo's. It's a sandwich cream cookie that they don't have very frequently, and I'm over in the frozen food section. So if you love Asian food, the Thai goiza, the shrimp goiza, the chicken goiza, is terrific. They have blintzes. They have some of the best mac and cheese I have ever had. The frozen vegetables, the asparagus, I can't live without. The medley of mushrooms, I can't live without. And for anybody who is working hard and just doesn't sometimes know what to make, you can get the Argentinian shrimp, which are, wow, they're back in stock, and that's great. And then I just tried Trader Joe's cheese-filled fiocchettis with pink sauce last month. So I'm picking that up in the frozen food section too. Now I'm headed over to the cheese section, and you know, everybody's just like grabbing their favorite things. And I just love the goat cheeses and the salamis. And I love my Mediterranean hummus. It is so like my Israeli cousins bring. So that is just a terrific thing to take home. They have the organic fruits and vegetables. And for dessert, Trader Joe's has a new chocolate cheesecake bite. They are delicious, and you really need to try those. So now I'm going to go to La Pièce de Résistance back in my car to Mazzaro's. Well, this is what I love to do at Mazzaro's. I love to pick up a lasagna. When you pick up a lasagna, vegetarian or meat, with mini meatballs, some soft rolls, and an herb-crusted beef tenderloin, you are going to have the best Sunday suppers that you could possibly have. Again, they have cheesemongers, an amazing, amazing wine section. You can't go wrong with that. They have homemade pastas. And, you know, of course, I'd like to have a sandwich while I'm here, and I'm going to have a big fat sandwich and sit out on the patio. But I'm going to take home stuffed shells. I'm going to take home homemade raviolis. I'm going to take home Parmigiano grated cheese. You know, the lines are long. It goes fast. It's so much fun. It really is like being on Arthur Avenue in New York. So this is the foodie edition of Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe. Like I like to say, shop local, eat global, and you can when you have Mazzaro's and Fresh Market and Rolling Oats, and it's just incredible to be here in Mazzaro's. I mentioned the Kalamazoo Olive Oil, the Spice and Tea Exchange, the Savory Spice Company. There's so many places downtown, and, you know, you can not have to cook, or you can cook, but it is fun to go shopping. So that's what I'm doing, going home.